This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's get ourselves focused on what's going on this week. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine that put together a list of the top 10 stories, the News Talk Radio emphasis, and so I bring in the crews from various programs that help me through the week. So here to discuss the issues and the people that are on the charts for the week of February 13th to the 17th are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, excuse me, Richard
right?
Fadden. I actually have
that was a warm welcome.
Yeah. Now I have a. I may let you guys talk about some things for a minute because I have a grape stuck in my throat.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Do we need to send help?
No, one of these days, the number three topic on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is Doug Steffen is in hospital because of choking on grapes and nuts.
Choking on a berry.
Yeah.
I think maybe. No, I'm okay now.
And it won't make the number one story to be the number three story because Trump will have had a press conference the day before.
I mean, you look at all of these things.
Which clearly is number one.
Right, clearly.
Do you believe that the highlight of one of the stories, this shows you how crazy the news media has become, how crazy the world is. The story about Trump and Chris Christie having meatloaf at the White House the other day.
Yeah, they had romantic Valentine's Day lunch.
That's
yeah.
funny. That is really funny.
And Trump, according to Christie, said to you guys, order whatever you want, but Chris and I are having meatloaf. And that was
so cute.
That's the headline. Christie and Trump have meatloaf. There's no privacy. This guy, one of the things he talked about this weekend, as you can imagine, as we go through the stories, yeah, there's some entertainment news and there's some sports news that people are talking about and foreign affairs. But for the most part, after we get by the Oroville Dam, all of the rest of the stuff, the top six items, all have to do with Trump and the people that are working with him and the people that aren't working with him and the media and yada, 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 yada. Or the news media, more specifically. So, excuse me, there's the grape. Uh-oh. Got it. Thank you.
By the way, just
did you bite into it?
No, I'm all right. Thank you.
Just in case you're interested,
yes.
The recipe for the White House meatloaf is online and available.
Oh, my God.
Is it like a Trump family recipe, or?
Chef Henry Haller, executive chef at the White House. It's his recipe.
Is he a new chef? I thought it was a female chef that was the head chef.
Conversation. You believe it? This is what we're talking about, folks.
Well, this meatloaf is the interesting stuff
yeah,
about
this is, yeah, exactly.
This is 2014. What? I'm sorry, this is 2014.
Oh. Okay. What fascinates me about this, all of this stuff, is that Donald Trump, who is a billionaire and could be eating caviar and all the finer things in life, seems to have a very blue-collar taste bud factory. You know, he loves Kentucky.
He loves
Kentucky Fried Chicken. He likes meatloaf. I mean, give me a break. He's eating what the rest of us eat.
Yeah, and he uses Heinz ketchup. What more can you tell you? I don't even know.
Not in this meatloaf he doesn't.
No, what is he using his meatloaf? What's in the...
Butter, onions, 2 cloves of garlic, minced, 3 slices of white bread, milk, that's a new one, ground beef, salt, black pepper to taste, tablespoon of chopped parsley, 1 teaspoon of fresh thyme, chopped.
Yes, folks, this is about the countdown.
And 2 tablespoons of panko breadcrumbs.
Mm-hmm. No chicken in the... There's a new chicken meatloaf that's around. No chicken meatloaf?
No.
In meatloaf, it's generally...
Meat?
It's generally beef and lamb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sometimes pork if you want to mess things up. But mostly just beef.
All right, so aren't you all fascinated to know what Donald Trump and Chris Christie had for lunch?
I'll send this to and she can post it.
Okay.
Right. Post it online. Good
it
idea.
Actually sounds pretty good.
Because this is important stuff.
Man, it is important stuff. All right, so let me go through the stories this week, and thoughts will... be continuing with a focus on whatever the NBA and the end of the season again. It's not the end of the season with the NBA.
No, it's the All-Star break.
An all-star break. That's what it is. And then the but the fact that the baseball players are coming into town this weekend, the pitchers and catchers warmed up last week, so the actual regular off-season, preseason begins next week. That's kind of exciting. It's kind of neat. Weather around the country making news, especially the wild weather here in California with all of the rain. That is good. I never can remember, Jennifer, though, what influence is it in terms of the volume of water? Is it La Nina or El Nino?
El Nino. It's
this
the boy.
Is an El Nino winter.
I think, although, you know, it was supposed to be El Nino last year, and we got no rain. And so this year, I don't even know if they're calling it anything, but it has definitely been a wet winter. We so needed it. Oh, thank goodness.
All right, so there have been some conversation about North Korea and what happened to the cousin or the uncle. What is this?
The brother.
Half-brother.
The brother.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay, yeah. All right. And also the North Koreans shooting missiles off. What I found interesting, the rest of the stuff, again, is all about sort of the press conference and what went on at the press conference. What I liked, in a way, sort of a snarky way, was what Trump said to the reporters, I'm not going to tell you. He sort of baited him. I'm not going to tell you when we're going to do this. I'm not going to tell you what we're going to do. I'm not going to tell you how we're going to do it, because it'll serve to be a big leak. Why should I tell people we're going to attack them? That's what they used to do. We're going to attack this place in 3 days. Remember when Geraldo Rivera was about hung up, strung up by his you-know-whats?
Because he was drawing the plans in the dirt.
Right.
showing where the troops were going to come from. They're going to come from behind this building.
Yeah. Right. But that's what happens every day now. These former generals and leaders, they would talk about what they were going to do, and Trump says, we're not going to do that. We're not going to tell you what we're
going to do. And the 24-hour news cycle has forced that.
Of course. Well,
they have to know.
If you roll into it, it ends.
Right. And let me tell you something. For as much of a train wreck as the Trump show seems to be, the guy is in 100% control of the media.
Yeah, and it's so funny because the media reported that after that press conference that he was off the rails, that he was crazy. No, he was pretty measured. He was totally in control. I mean, that was not the rantings of a crazy man, but he sure has their number.
No, I mean, it looks like a train wreck, but he's in control. He gives them the information that he wants and doesn't give them the information that he doesn't want.
But somebody is, and he's got to get those. If he wants to really be true to his word, he's got to clean out the swamp that's in the White House as well, because there are people there left and right. More leaks in that White House.
If you listen to Larry Klayman this week, he has filed a suit saying basically the NSA is tapping Trump and releasing the information.
That's what I've heard, too.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and there's a couple of different theories as to why. One, Trump was bashing the whole intelligence community during the whole campaign.
Right, they're paying him back.
Two, that the intelligence community is full of Obama supporters and they just want to bring him down.
Well, led by Ben Rhodes, who have a target on the back of Mike Flynn because Obama fired Flynn.
Right.
And Flynn was really critical of the Iran deal, which was one of the big achievements of the Obama administration. There's a lot of reasons
why. But take your pick. It's a fact. It's not even guesswork anymore that the NSA was tapping all of Trump's people, and because look at Flynn, that's why he went down, because they had audio. He just got caught in the net. Whatever. You were taping the Russian ambassador, and you wanted his words too.
So the country is pretty much out of control. The country's not being run by leaders.
We'll see. The country's being run by the NSA. Look, it would appear.
Yeah. Right. So all the movies about it and all of the stories and the stuff about Snowden you all laughed at, true to the nth degree.
Those departments do not like to be told what to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's too bad. Right. We don't live in a democracy anymore. They all want to be in charge and have power. It's 16 past the hour. This is our review of the items from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown for this past week. The stories are what you would expect. The people will go through that list in a matter of moments as we continue our focus here. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. The Zip Recruiters want to help you recruit the best candidates. And in order to find the best candidates, you don't have to go here, there, and everywhere, hither, thither, and yon. Remember that old expression? Posting your job in one place.
I use it all the time.
You use Zip Recruiter? Yeah.
No, hither, thither, and yon. I use Zip Recruiter, too, but hither, thither, and yon.
The people, Richie and I, run two separate businesses, but they're small businesses. There are a lot of people in small business circumstances who love ZipRecruiter. Go to ZipRecruiter.com and post your job. But it isn't just smaller businesses. It's medium-sized businesses. It's huge businesses. All these people that are using ZipRecruiter that work with the HR people, work with Fortune 100 companies, Fortune 500 companies, whatever it is that you need in a quality candidate, you can find by using ZipRecruiter.com. Find the perfect hire, post your job. All the top job sites will have what you're looking for, even though you're only going to use one single click, and that's to ZipRecruiter.com. Posting your job on 200-plus job sites, social media networks, all over Facebook, all over Twitter, man, this is it. When it comes to finding candidates anywhere in the country, in any industry, you need ZipRecruiter. So go to ZipRecruiter and use it free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yep, that's the key to free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Try it free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Get the best hires, the quickest job. If you need somebody like yesterday, you'll use ZipRecruiter and be very happy. You'll be telling other people that are in business to use it as well. And don't pay. Use it free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. True or false? Men get breast cancer.
True. There are approximately 2,000 men diagnosed with breast cancer in the United States every year.
Dr. Catherine Ruddy says men with a family history of breast cancer or a BRCA2 gene mutation are at a higher risk for the disease, and she says it tends to occur in older men. However,
men of any age can have breast cancer.
Dr. Ruddy says male breast cancer often occurs near the nipple. Symptoms may include a lump, dimpling or puckering, redness, or a discharge.
So nipple changes, nipple pain should be evaluated. Any change in the breast tissue needs to be assessed by a doctor.
Tests and treatments for men are similar to those used for women, including the use of mammography to investigate changes in tissue.
The most important thing for men to realize is that they can get breast cancer, so they should not ignore any abnormality they detect in the breast tissue.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
All right. The people list, according to Talkers Magazine on the countdown this week, Kellyanne Conway is at number 10, Sean Spicer at 9, Stephen Miller 8, Kim Jong-un, is that Un? Un.
Mm-hmm.
Un. At 7, Shinzo Abe, or Abe, the Prime Minister of Japan, at 6, Stephen Bannon, what a nightmare he is. Do I not like that guy? Number 5, what is there? There's something that comes. It's like when I think of what I just said, I think of Harrison Ford looking over the balcony in one of the Indiana Jones
Nazis.
Movies. Nazis, I hate those guys. Andrew Putzer, I call him, number 4. Putin is at 3, another Putz. Michael Flynn, actually, he had stayed, frankly, what I know about him. And Donald Trump, surprise, surprise, number 1 on the people.
Shocker.
It's 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 23 after the hour now. The Doug Steffen programs with the people on the programs taking our shots, our best shots, at some of the people and story issues that have come out according to research at Talkers Magazine for this past week. We're commenting on them, putting them together, and what do you have, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo, remember that? Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, with a focus on intelligence. Interesting, because we were talking off-air about the NSA and how they are basically trying to screw Trump, screw with his administration. They're taping everything, they're leaking everything, and how they get it. It's like the president has no power, in a manner of speaking. They have withheld some sensitive information also from him, not only about him. They're leaking stuff about him, but they're holding info from him because of concerns about the information being leaked. And this is what amazes me. They're the leakers. The leaker-in-chief is the head of the NSA, and yet they're worried about putting stuff into Trump's plate because it could get into the hands of the Russian government or whomever. I mean, the whole world is melting here in terms of what we know. We have too much information about people, and we don't know how to categorize because it's coming too fast. We can't keep up with technology, and so it's melting. What's actually happening is that our ability to communicate and have credibility is melting. That's what I see.
We also don't know what's true. We don't know if the NSA is withholding information. Now, Trump said yesterday in his press conference that wasn't true, and other intelligence officials said it wasn't true. So we don't know what is true and what isn't.
And by the way,
is he still using his unsecured phone?
Probably just for Twitter.
Well, I don't know. That's another question, because a lot of people at Mar-a-Lago took pictures of him and posted it on Facebook of him using the phone with his security advisors, like, out in the public when it was whatever happened last weekend, the North Korean missile thing. I mean, it's, you know, it's crazy. I mean, social media is really playing a part in the last administration and in this one. Especially.
Oh, without a doubt. And, Doug, I wouldn't be so sure it's the top of the NSA or any of the intelligence agencies that are controlling this. I think there are Snowden-type people that are in there just sitting quietly behind a computer and just posting something or sending an email, an anonymous email to the Washington Post or whatever it is.
Do you think it's their 15 minutes?
How do you do that? How do you send an anonymous email? Can't they trace your IP address?
If you're smart enough, you can send it from another IP address.
You can make it look like it came from someone
else. Are you smart enough to do that?
No.
Can you do that, Rich?
Not even close.
No. All right.
I'm smart enough to make enough accounts so it would be confusing, but they'd be at my house in 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Knocking on my door.
Right after they pick Rich up, they'd be picking me up, too. So.
Right.
Yeah. I'd be in the car with Rich.
All right, I just want to sort of get off the reservation for a moment, if I'm able to, with your permission. One of the people that's on the people list that only, well, she would be number 11. If it were to be that we had 11 names instead of 10 on the people list. You heard the story about Susan Sarandon, who used to live with Timothy Robbins.
No, what she do now?
She has, she's gone public with her affair that she had with a gay man. And how this all came about. The fellow's name is Philip Sayre. He's never been with another woman before. She was intrigued that he was gay and decided she wanted to seduce him. So, that story is floating around social media now. You probably, I'm sure if you Google Susan Sarandon, that's what's going to come up. Did you just do it?
Will that come up as the reason for their breakup?
What, is that Robbins?
No.
This was Robbins that she broke up a number of, I think, 6-7 years ago.
Right.
But this is something that's just going on now, I think, or has gone on recently.
Oh, that's weird.
I think so, anyway. But it's just something that we have a very interesting society. Our lives are really, there's so many interesting things, or crazy things going on. And maybe it's present with Trump, but there are a lot of other things going on as well. 28 past the hour.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
The rigor of conversation, the focus here. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden as we discuss the top stories of the week, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, our way of bringing in sort of the general bon vivant of conversationalists. A good representative samplings from one side and the other, and then me in the middle. Much of it is about Trump. I've expanded a little bit because I think, at least this week, as there's just so much focus on Trump, and all the people around him. And I think we need to give people an idea that it isn't just one big political sort of gangbang. It may be a crude way of putting it, but that's really what, you know, to listen to some of this stuff, it's like the world revolves around and is waiting with every breath to hear the next thing out of Trump's mouth. And the news media is presenting it that way. And it isn't. One of the big names this past week, frankly, because of the Grammys, was Adele. And her presentation, the In Memoriam for George Michael, which was very highly touted. The ratings for the Grammys were good. A lot of conversation, a lot of social media stuff, Victoria, posted about that, the people who were there. But also, the fact that Adele, in her last year of performing, has averaged $625,000 a night in her pocket. The profit, wow. She started a company 2 years ago for her tours called Remedy Touring, and it came to be in October of the year before last. And so last year, the profit after expenses for Adele's tour was $14.38 million, which is $653,000, actually, when you get right down to it. She went into 107 different communities in Europe and America. I think that's fabulous and speaks well to her ability to have galvanized a particular way of thinking. I mean, think about it in a second. You know, but wait, look at how Trump has galvanized. This is where the world is going now. There are people who have the ability in different mediums. Adele is a singer. Trump is a businessman / politician. But look at actors and actresses who are the same, who can really, I mean, think about all the people who pay close attention to what Steven Spielberg says, for example, about that business or even what's going on in the world. Even though he's smart, he stays out of politics. People know what his politics are, but he sort of stays out of it. And, you know, think about all the different things, the sports figures, the focus on Alex Rodriguez, even though he's not playing anymore, he's still working for the Yankee organization, and people are fascinated with what he's doing. What's A-Rod up to? And the same could be true of Tom Brady. So think about all of the various echelons that there are, whether it's entertainment, sports, the news media, politicians, business, they all have their hierarchy. And I think sometimes we have let ourselves in this business, the news talk business, get focused on only one aspect of all of these other areas that there, I mean, again, back to the names on the list and the stories on the list, the names, every single one of them has to do with the Trump administration. Every single one. And I think we do our listeners a disservice, frankly. And I'm not, this is not about Talkers Magazine. It just is, it's a reflection of what's on the News Talk radio circuit. And this is not the only thing going on in people's lives. It really isn't. I ask that when, if I were to say to you, Richie, what do you think? Take away the Trump conversation. What's the most important thing? You have hosts. Radio America is our originating network. And you have other people like Dana Loesch and
Loesch.
I always pronounce it. Why do I always pronounce it? It's spelled Loesch.
It looks Loesch, yeah. L-O-E-S.
Right, exactly. And you have
Chad Benson.
Greg. What did you say? What's
Chad Benson?
Chad. Why do I always call him Greg? I always call him Greg. Chad.
Please don't Greg Knapp.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, but these people are not finding the world revolves around Trump, or are they? What do you find? You have other hosts in that.
He sucks all the air out of the room when you're on News Talk. But you know what? It can't be. People don't want to listen to Trump politics, 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 politics,
no.
Bashing your head over bad Democrats, bad Republicans, good all the time. They want information about things that are going on in their life, and they want to be entertained. They want to learn something and laugh a little. And that's what everybody's trying to do now, because otherwise you just get overwhelmed with information and it sucks you dry of energy if you just listen to this all day long. If you watch CNN for 2 hours or Fox, you want to hang yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just too much. So
it's
people want to be entertained. They want to have a little fun and then take something away from it at the same time.
Well, I want to know, Victoria, what Sofia Vergara wants to do with those two frozen embryos. I want to know that. I want to. That's me.
She called me.
I think
the other
day. Have too much. She called you?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She's ready to frost them, defrost them.
Yeah. She wants them destroyed. Because
I think she does too, because she doesn't like her ex-husband.
Ex-fiance. And she's
right.
Married now to Joe Manganiello, and I think maybe they want to have a family. So, and the ex-fiance is just trying to make her life difficult, I think.
So, and I use that as an example, mostly because I think the best thing we can do in conversational radio is reflect on things so that people who are listening can put themselves into that position. What would you do if you were in that position? And maybe you can even do it with Trump. What would you do if you were president and the news media was as against you as they are? Or what would you do if, and, you know, come up with any number of, if you were the producer of Saturday Night Live, would you keep doing the sketches that you're doing? I wouldn't.
As long as he keeps watching every week, yeah.
Well, he does, but I think they're suicidal because there are, remember what I've said about, and this, even though you pretty much know what my politics is most of the time, if Richie will tell you I don't have any because I don't like any of them, and there's just a certain amount of truth to that. But under the circumstances, I'm in the sales business here. I'm filler between commercials. That's how my daughter used to describe me in college when people would ask. She didn't want to tell people that I was a talk host because they'd always ask her, you mean he's like Rush Limbaugh? And she, oh, man, she didn't want to have that conversation. So she created a job for me. I think, Richie, you've heard me describe myself through her eyes as filler between commercials.
Yep.
That's what I do. And so all the people who are on the air, whether it's television or radio or whatever, if you're in an advertiser-friendly environment, then you're filler between commercials. So if I alienate people too much...
Like Saturday Night Live is doing.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's basically driving away half of their audience.
Driving
now, the other half of their audience will love them.
Yes.
But
I don't think it's half their audience. I think anybody who was conservative left SNL a long time ago.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't think so. I mean, no,
I
watched
a lot of people like watching it. But
now
you're,
just,
but you,
I,
to
I
a point,
to
Victoria, you're right, because they are more and more, they have been leaning that way.
Right.
To present a
so you
point
know what
of
you're
going to
get. I mean, no one's going to watch SNL and be surprised.
No, I watched it last week. And
why?
Who was the host last week? Did I watch
it? Alec Baldwin.
Baldwin was on.
Oh, right, yeah.
And the whole newscast, every story was Trump. Yep. Trump.
Well, it's every story's Trump with us, too. I mean,
the news, that's why we stay away from it. On the Good Day Show, pretty much, and we stay away from it on DJV. But here,
we try,
on the countdown,
but we don't always succeed.
No, we don't always
to.
Succeed.
Yeah.
Because there is a certain amount of cachet to it. And there's a certain amount of necessity.
But I think you're right, though, Doug. A lot of people are glomming onto that anti-Trump media and hoping that they can ride that train. BuzzFeed, I get the BuzzFeed feed on my iPhone. Man, every story that they post, anti-Trump.
What's
and my son asked me about it last night.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, my son is 12 years old, and he's like, don't they hate Trump? And I'm like, he's 12, and he noticed.
Yeah.
He knows it.
What's on the Drudge Report these days? I haven't been as close to that as I used to be. It still has, doesn't that have
same
some
stuff.
Value? Or,
oh, sure.
Has evolved.
Yeah, no, it's still a big...
Yeah. So what's his approach to Trump?
Well, police body cams have real-time face recognition is the big headline.
All right, here it is. Mexicans flood consulates. I just went to Drudge. Police body cams have real-time face recognition. How to stay sane in a world of crazy news. That's what our challenge is here, I think. That's what we're kind of trying to deal with. How to stay sane in this crazy world. And how does Trump do it? In the sense, I mean, he seemed to, as Richie said before, be taking it all in stride yesterday. He says he's having fun. Is he staying up at night wondering what the heck to do, wandering around the White House in his bathrobe? I don't even know how that got leaked.
That's a weird story, right?
Yeah. Why would people... I don't get...
Well, there's another story about how he wants all the towels replaced on Air Force One because they're not soft enough. Did you hear that?
I would be with him on that.
Yeah.
Got to have soft towels.
Got to have soft towels. All right. I got to have good blood flow. Here's a call to action for those of you who have heard me over the past 3 years talk about Super Beats. Everybody who's associated with me have gotten on this. Richie's on it. Victoria's on it. This is a way for you to provide yourself with healthy blood flow, provide yourself with all the blood you need to keep your heart working, your muscles strong, your brain acute, and then all the other organs that go along with it. You got to have healthy circulation. Get the red blood cells to feed the nutrition to the body, and then the white blood cells are responsible for protecting your body, the immune system. And both of those things get to your body 3 times faster and better when you drink Super Beets. Super Beets, just as described, Super Beets. Beets that are non-GMO, grown, cooked, dried, powdered, put into a canister, 1 month supply, 2 month supply, 3 month supply, 4 month supply. You get a 4 month supply actually for the price of 3. If you haven't ordered Super Beets yet, haven't gotten into the Super Beet, this is a revolution in a manner of speaking. You'll feel the results of getting your blood, what it does, it supplies you with nitric oxide. That's what comes out of the beets. Natural nitric oxide opens up the artery so the blood can flow all through your body and control the blood pressure problems that you may be having. Some people, they get in their 40s and their blood pressure begins to go up. Imagine what Trump's blood pressure must be. Woo! and other people working around him, much as anything else.
I think that's the bigger issue.
That may be it, yeah. I don't know if it's bothering him as much as some of the people around him. So get on the bandwagon. We should send some of this to Donald Trump. Send it to the White House. Super Beats. You won't work well without your Super Beats once you get on it. You will love it. Call 800-655-4183. You can click on DougLikesBeats.com, too. Special offers for the Doug Stephan listeners. 800-655-4183 or Super Beats at DougLikesBeats.com. Talk radio in review. The hot hits, the things that men and women who are talking for a living on the air, on radio, are focused on. So on the story list, the sports talk radio folks and action in sports, anticipation of the baseball season getting underway. And number 9, Saturday Night Live and the sketches. Number 8, what's going on with North Korea. Number 7, the dam concerns, Oroville and others, with all the rain on the West Coast continuing this weekend and into next week. Wow, that's something to be concerned about. Fate of Obamacare, number 6. Questions of the Chief of Staff, number 5. Mr. Pudzner passing on his nomination to be Secretary of Labor. Trump versus the media, the travel ban in Mexico, and the Trump campaign allegations. All of that stuff makes up the review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. True or false? Men get breast cancer.
True. There are approximately 2,000 men diagnosed with breast cancer in the United States every year.
Dr. Catherine Ruddy says men with a family history of breast cancer or a BRCA2 gene mutation are at a higher risk for the disease, and she says it tends to occur in older men. However,
men of any age can have breast cancer.
Dr. Ruddy says male breast cancer often occurs near the nipple. Symptoms may include a lump, dimpling or puckering, redness, or a discharge.
So nipple changes, nipple pain should be evaluated. Any change in the breast tissue needs to be assessed by a doctor.
Tests and treatments for men are similar to those used for women, including the use of mammography to investigate changes in tissue.
The most important thing for men to realize is that they can get breast cancer, so they should not ignore any abnormality they detect in the breast tissue.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party. Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio, a discussion. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine and I go into it, sometimes into the weeds, but I figure that people who are following this program are really followers of fashion. People love the format, and that's why they are here, and they like to listen to some of the insight, the insides of what goes in. What's the old business? You love sausage, but you don't want to know how it's made? Well, maybe we differ with that a little bit here. In the people list, Kellyanne Conway is at number 10. Sean Spicer, 9. Stephen Miller, 8. Kim Jong-un, 7. Shinzo Abe is 6. The Republican hierarchy of Priebus and Bannon tied for 5. Andrew Pudzer is 4. Vladimir Putin is 3. Michael Flynn is 2. And President Donald Trump heads the list. And I'm going to guess that's going to be the way it is for as long as Trump is around. He's always going to be number 1. That's just his way. I'm Doug Stephan on this week's Talk Radio Review. All right, the countdown, the review of what's going on in our world, the conversations that are a part of some of your more popular news talk. I thought one of the things that I saw that was very interesting was Rush Limbaugh's take on the press conference. And basically what he said was, I've never seen or heard anything like this before in my life. And I think that's something that is part of all of this. People don't know what to make of it. I mean, these news clowns, they look so irrelevant. They sound so foolish. They don't know how to come back to the guy. You know, I mean, they get so formal. He looks at him. He almost laughs in their faces and has no respect for them. And, you know, you don't know whether he's just gaming them, whether he's playing with them, or whether he's serious. And there's a certain amount of beauty, I think, associated with that. Although some people say, oh, this is, president shouldn't be fooling around. Eh, I guess it depends on your take, much anything else. The News Talk Radio World, the focus here at 10 minutes before the hour. The Talk Radio Countdown.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, iComp Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for our weekly overview of the top tech stories. Tech Talk time with the top five from this past week in terms of technology. Give the honors to Victoria Keelan in that department as I become the big voiced announcer, starting with number five this week in terms of influence. What's that story?
Well, LG is expanding their robot line, which I know is going to thrill you, Doug. They already have their at-home robot, which is similar to Amazon's Alexa or Google Home, things like that. So now they're introducing the new Airport Guide robot. And this is a very cute little robot that kind of just hangs out in baggage claim and, you know, and wanders around. And he speaks five different languages, English, Chinese, Japanese, four different, English, Chinese, Japanese, and Korean, and he can help you find your baggage. He can direct you around the airport. If you're lost, you can book a taxi cab with him. I mean, there are lots of different things that they're experimenting with, and these guides will be first available in the international airport in Seoul, Korea, and then they're going to start rolling out into other international airports. But this is some, obviously, people who work in airports are probably not really thrilled with this development, but LG apparently is working on some contracts with a lot of different airports to have these robots there as the new sort of information booth of, you know, of our time. So I think it could be helpful, but I don't know. I can't picture you, Doug. You're in airports a lot. I don't know if you'd be looking to a robot for help.
I shan't, but thank you for the offer anyway.
Do you use kiosks to check in?
Do I? No, I usually have my boarding pass when I go into the airport. I don't bypass all of it.
Now that you have an iPhone, have you done that? Have you used the barcode?
Yes, actually, I did do that once.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
All right, so you're getting there closer to robots.
But fortunately, you don't have any complaint about the TSA much anymore because we go through the pre-check 4 minutes and you're out, bing, bang, boom, and you're done.
Right.
So it's most practical. All right, let's get to the number four issue or item this week on our Tech Talk list of the top five items of the week.
In a recent study from an email productivity company called Boomerang, they looked at the sign-offs or signatures of 350,000 email threads, and they wanted to see what the most popular closings were and what the most effective closings were, especially if you're applying for a job and you're sending your resume and a cover letter to a potential employer. So the eight most popular closings were thanks, regards, cheers, best regards, thanks in advance, thank you, best, and kind regards. Of the eight, the ones that expressed gratitude, specifically thanks in advance, thank you, and thanks, were apparently 14% more likely to get a response than any of the other close-offs. So the most successful is thanks in advance, and so the least effective was best, which puts very little effort
least
in.
Least is best, yes. Yeah. All right. Number three on the list of the top five tech items this week.
Over the past few months, Twitter has introduced a number of new safety tools and app tweaks to combat abusive behavior. Their most recent one, though, has been met with a lot of opposition. You will no longer get notifications if you are assigned to a group or a list, and this is what other people can put you onto. So you have to manually make sure that you're not being put on a list that has a name or a title or some sort of a grouping that you don't like or that could look bad for your online profile, your image. You have no real control over this. People can put you onto any list they want. If you manually control it, you can go in and delete yourself from it, but now you won't be getting the notification, so you have to really be diligent to make sure that you know what lists you're being put on. People are not happy.
All right. That's good. We like to keep people on the edge of their seat, on their toes, and if they're not happy, that's a good way to do it. Number two on our list.
Well, for whatever reason, people are really into what I would call vintage cell phones this week, and this was big news. The Nokia 3310, which was also known as the Brick, this phone is actually coming back. It's not going to be made by Nokia. It's a new company that bought the rights to Nokia, but they're bringing it back 17 years after it pretty much went off the market completely. There are still places, though, third-party channels like Amazon and eBay are still selling these phones, so there is a market for it. It's not a smartphone. It's like the original brick phone that came with a cell phone plan. It will retail for about $65. It's very difficult to text on. This was really before text messaging even was a thing. So for whatever reason, and I think Jennifer had said earlier this week it was the hipsters, she's probably right. For whatever reason, the hipsters want something old and vintage looking. I don't know why.
Number one in the top five tech stories this week.
And bringing back old things, the BlackBerry will be back. It will not be made by BlackBerry, but it will be made by the Chinese manufacturer who bought the rights to BlackBerry. It's a company called TCL.
A company called Blueberry.
Yeah. Called BlackBerry.
Yep, so BlackBerries will be back.
Hey, hooray for BlackBerry! Yay! All right, that's the tech list this week for your listening and dancing pleasure. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.